So let's review. The major portion of this daf is identical to Erevin daf Dalet. The Gemara in daf Hey Amud Beis said, Amr B'chia Barashi Amr Rav, Shiurin Chatzitzin Mechitzin Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. The halachas of measurements, interpositions regarding immersion in the mikvah, and halachic walls were all taught orally to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai and are not written in Teresh B'Ksav. The Gemara asks, Shiurin D'Raisin Ninu. Apparently, all shiurim are derived from the pasuk that lists the shivas aminim, the seven species with which Eretz Yisrael is praised: Eretz Chitu Sa'iru VeGefenu Te'ena VeRimon Eretz Zayis Shemenu Dvash. As Rav Chana taught, Chita teaches that if one enters a Beis Hamanuga, a house afflicted with tzaras, the clothing he is wearing becomes tamei only if he stays there kedei achilas pras, the amount of time it takes to eat a loaf of wheat bread with relish in a reclining position. Sa'ira teaches that a bone the size of barley of a mess, a dead body, is metame b'maga u'masa avaloi b'oil, makes one tummy by touching or carrying it, but not by being with it under the same roof. Kefen teaches that a nazir is chayiv malkus for drinking a revius wine. Te'ena teaches that when carrying food on Shabbos, one is chayiv if the food is the size of a gregarious, a fig. Riemann teaches that clay bali batim, a homeowner's vessel, which is tummy, becomes tar if it develops a hole the size of a pomegranate. Eretz Zei Shemen, a land where the shear for most things is a kezayis, an olive. Dvas teaches that one is chayiv for eating in Yom Kippur only if he eats the size of a keseves hagasa, a large date. The Gemara answers, Hilchas eninu vas mechina rabbon akroi. All of these shiurim are actually halachal mesh mesinai, and the rabbon is supported by this pasuk. Cannot be the actual source, since the measurements are not explicitly written in the pasuk. Chatzitzin derais eninu. The Gemara asks that chatzitza is also din deraisa, which we learn from the pasuk. V'rochatz is called besar b'mayim. He shall immerse his entire body in water. There may not be a chatzitza, any interposition between the person's body and the water. A chatzitza invalidates the tefillah. Even chatzitza in the hear is derived from es kol besari to teach es hatafel besari. Even the hear, which is secondary to the body, may not have a chatzitza. The Gemara answers, Dva Taira ruboy umakbar lav chaitzis. The Halacha Mesh Mesina teaches that chatzitza min hatayra is only one that meets two conditions. Rubai umakbit, it covers most of the body, and the person does not want it there. If only one condition is present, it is only a chatzitza min rabbanan. Either rubai she'ena makbit, it covers most of the body, but he does not object to it, or miyutei hamakbit, he objects to it, but it does not cover most of the body. The Chum were concerned it will be confused with rubai umakbit, where both conditions are met. If neither condition is present, for example, mi'utei she'ena makbit, it covers only a minority of the body, and the person does not object to it, it is not a chatzitza at all, because the Rabbanan did not make a gzeira l'gzeira, one decree to protect from another rabbinic decree. Mechitza ha'damar. As the Gemara said earlier on the previous daf, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai teaches that partitions and a sukkah must be at least 10 tefachim high. According to Rabbi Meir, who derives that from the Aron B'Kapayrus, the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai teaches other halachas of mechitzas. For example, good, the concept of halachically extending a wall up or down. Lavud, the concept of considering space of less than 3 tefachim as if they are closed. Deifin akuma, the concept to consider schach pasul on one side of the sukkah up to dal amis wide to be part of the joining wall, halachically creating a bent wall which reaches the schach kasher, thereby validating the sukkah. This is discussed on daf dalet. The Gemara continues explaining the first Mishnah, which stated, "V'she'ein la sholish tefanis psula." A sukkah that does not have three walls is pasul. The Gemara cites a braisa where the rabbanan say, "Shtayim kelachasen u'shlishes hafila tefach." Only two full-size walls are needed. The third one can be a tefach. Reb Shimon Omer, Sholosh Kelchasin, Berviyas Afilo Tefach. Reb Shimon says three full-size walls are needed and the fourth one can be a tefach. The Gemara presents four ways to understand their machlekes. First, they argue about a fundamental discussion that is found throughout Shas. The Rabbanan hold, Yesh Eim L'Mesayris. The way a word is written takes precedence. Therefore, the word basukais, Basukas is twice written without the letter Vav, and can be read Basukas, singular, each representing one reference to Sukkah. It is also written once with a Vav, which is read Basukas, plural, which represents two Sukkahs. One of these four is needed for the actual mitzvah of Sukkah. The other three are for the walls. Two of these walls must be full size, and the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai comes and teaches that the third wall only has to be a Tefach. Reb Shimon holds, Yeshem lemikra. The way a word is read takes precedence. All three words basukos are read basukos, plural, making it six references. One basukos is for the actual mitzvah of sukkah, and there are four references left to teach the requirement of four walls, three full walls, and halacha l'mishnah mishnah that teaches that the fourth wall can be a tefach. The second approach is that both opinions hold yeshem lemikra, and there are six references. The actual mitzvah of sukkah uses one basukos, leaving four remaining references. However, the Rabbanans say, Schacha b'yikra. The Schach itself uses one reference. Therefore, there are only three references left for the walls. Two must be full, and one can be a tefach. Reb Shimon says, Schacha loy b'yikra. You don't need a separate reference for the Schach, because as Rashi explains, that requirement is inherent in the mitzvah itself. You're still left with four for the walls, three full walls, and the fourth wall can be a tefach because of the halacha l'mishmei Sinai. The third approach is that both opinions hold yeshim l'mesiris, and there are only four references, and the first one is reserved for the mitzvah of sukkah itself. The other three are for the remaining walls. And the Rabbanan say, Ki asoy hilchaso ligareya. The halacha l'mishmei Sinai diminishes one of the walls alluded to in the verses that it only needs to be a tefach. However, Reb Shimon says, Ki asoy hilchaso lahaysif. The halacha l'mishmei Sinai comes to add to the walls referred to in the pasuk, and that means there are three walls plus a tefach for the fourth wall. The final approach is that everyone agrees that the halacha l'mishmei Sinai diminishes the third wall to a tefach. And they also agree that yeshem l'mesiris, so there are four references to sukkah. However, Reb Shimon says, Dershin tchilois. Even though the first reference is for the mitzvah sukkah itself, we can still use it to refer to a wall. So there are four walls, and the halacha l'mishmei Sinai teaches us that the fourth wall only needs to be a tefach. The Rabbanan say, Ein dershin tchilois. We cannot use one of the references for both the mitzvah of sukkah itself and the wall, so there are only three references of walls, and the halacha l'mishmei Sinai teaches us that the third wall only needs to be a tefach. Ramasna says that Reb Shimon learns the requirement for a fourth wall from the pasuk, v'sukkah til tel yaymeh mechayrev, ulamachsu ulamister mizerem umimater. The sukkah will be a shade from the heat during the day, and a protection and shelter from the storm and rain. Rashi explains that without four walls, a sukkah cannot provide sufficient protection from storms and rain.